Aloha, and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic guide, Charlotte Sivak, transmitting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, on a really incredibly hot day in this area. Don't know where you guys are. We're around the world, but we're hitting up to 40 degrees. So you could say it's the perfect day for our summer solstice divine dispensation show. And it is such an incredible day of energy and astrological alignments, especially over the next couple of days, that we're all going to be, really trying to get ourselves physical and bring ourselves into that anchored position where, for this summer period, is where we have more fun, where we really step into enjoying ourselves, the sun, our bodies, being in the water, and just having that real connection with nature and really being out there. For those of you joining us from the Southern Hemisphere, we wish you a wonderful winter solstice as well, too, where you step into your inner realms and really work through healing and aligning with yourself and stepping into that rest space and stillness. We also want to welcome our animal totems that are going to be watching and guiding over us for the next few days, coyote and deer. And we love the coyote because he's here about being the trickster and really stepping into not taking ourselves so seriously and allowing ourselves to really just let loose, be in that space of abundance and joy and heartfelt openness. So grab onto your seat. Let's totally enjoy this next hour. And I'm so pleased to be welcoming back our wonderful guest who is a celebrated author. She's an inspiration to many of us, and you could say she's a bit of a muse to me as well, and it is Danielle Rama Hoffman. She has written some incredible, beloved books on the Temple of Light. She's been working away madly. I think she's a little mad scientist, spiritual scientist over in France, writing away and coming up with those incredible new programs and ideas and just allowing things to truly flow from her. So we are so pleased to welcome her back. And the beauty of it is that this is the second solstice show that she has been with us. So we're calling it to be very special and very aligned. So just welcome, step into this next hour of cosmic yumminess and just really allow yourself to be in that whole presence of experiencing your vastness as we expand the collective consciousness and all the amazing synchronicities of daring you to be the masterpiece that you were created to be. Now, in the coming days, you should be feeling some energies with the massive buildups, of course. By now, you would all be very connected and having had some experiences and wondering what is going on with all the astrological alignments that we have been experiencing over the coming days, such as the Venus transit, and a solar eclipse, and now we are also, as of today, in a new blue moon, which means a new moon that happens twice in the same astrological sign. So we're going to be really focusing more on deeper partnerships and energies and really being able to process and moving forward with our lives. But in the next few days, on June 24th, we're going to be experiencing a square that is so monumental that hasn't happened since 1933, and it is the Uranus square Pluto, which brings with it incredible changes across the entire planet. So that's why we say just enjoy the ride and just allow us to flow wherever we need to flow. So I'd like to introduce you and read a little bit about our guest, our special guest bio for you, so that we can bring her onto the show as soon as we can so we can get going on our amazing activations and interviews and seeing who's going to show up today that will be sending us messages. I'm so excited for this show. So, again, we were going to be introducing to you Danielle Rama Hoffman. She is a divine transmitter and scribe of ancient and innovative wisdom for the purpose of elevating consciousness and inspiring personal growth. She is a leader in the shift into unity consciousness, living from joy, purpose, and prosperity as a divine creator being. Danielle supports spirit-centered lightworkers, visionaries, coaches, and personal growth enthusiasts to access their inner divinity so that they can confidently share their purpose and unique contributions prosperously, unencumbered by fear, shame, or doubt, and manifest their life they desire. She is an award-winning author of the beloved book, The Temple of Light, creator of best-selling, life-changing, divinely guided programs such as the Divine Birthright Activation, The Prosperous Soul, and TOS Magic Academy. She also leads tours to Egypt and private retreats in southern France, where she lives part-time with her husband, Dr. Friedman Schwab. We would love to welcome you back, and thank you so much for joining us, Danielle.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure, and giddy up. I can just feel that, this is going to be an amazing ride.
Now, you are joining us from France. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Oui,
how has your trip been as you've been over in France enjoying and just being present and...
Yeah, it's really been amazing. My Mercury line and my Neptune line are actually in the Provence, France, where I've been taking a sacred sojourn the last 2.5 months, and I'm here for another 2 weeks. So the time here has been exquisite, and it's also really warm here, and just a blissful and highly creative, inspirational time. So I'm really glad that this show's happening with me on these ley lines and you on your ley lines and where everyone else is listening to as well, because it always just feels like we're each these acupuncture needles around the world, and that we get to connect in this global way, this cosmic way, is so phenomenal.
Well, that is truly incredible, and we are so honored to have you back on the show. And to see how you've also gone through some of your own changes and evolutions and growth since you were on last time, which was the winter solstice. So how incredible that you would be back here now at this time to share with us all the different changes and everything that you have been through. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also want to add, too, that in the beginning of the year, Danielle had done a program that was called Manifestation Mastery, and I had joined in on it and had taken the program myself and was just astounded by the changes in myself, even within a few weeks. It was just incredible, and how things have unfolded since. So we really would love to just let everybody know about this, and to check out Danielle at her website at www.divinetransmissions.com for further information on all her programs and, of course, that beloved book, The Temple of Light, and all the other incredible things that you have. And you actually have a really big event coming up just in the next few days. Please tell us what you've been up to, what you've created, what's the next step for you.
Yes, well, on the 21st through the 25th, I'm offering the Summer Solstice Unity Joy Camp, 5 days with the Masters, and it's with Isis and Mary Magdalene and the Council of Light and Infinite Oneness and Toth, and is really designed to support people to not only align with the belief and the spiritual understanding of unity consciousness, of living in that place of alignment with our inner selves, but also having that funnel down into the everyday and tangible experiences. So it's going to be a teleseries and has a 5-day energy support container, and I'm so excited, and it's really perfect to be offering it from France, because I feel like as I've been here the last 2.5 months, I've just been building and collecting, especially this bliss energy and this joy energy, and that really is the portal for us to enter into the next evolution of our individual and personal consciousness, as well as the next evolution of the global consciousness. So Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And if anyone's feeling the call, it would be wonderful to have your presence in the part of this really powerful and magical group. I've just been watching the names come in as people have been registering and feeling the vibration of this group of masters that's forming to really step into this next level. And it's really a culmination of also what I've been teaching for a while, but then really getting on the level of my meditation is that it's so important for us to be overflowing and coming from this place of thriving, coming from this place of alignment, because they're in that space, we're really positioned to offer our unique contribution, our signature energy, and that time to be able to do that has really arrived. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be wonderful.
It sounds incredible. And for those who are interested, please check out the website would be from divinetransmissions.com. And
yes,
they'd be able to find out more about where to sign up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Perfect. Well, this is really incredible. It sounds like you've been really enjoying yourself over there. And where have you visited some of the points there that have really stayed with you? Maybe in the last the time that you've been there, has there been a really significant place that you find yourself drawn back to, or how the myth and the lure of this area has affected you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I've been here before, and most recently I went to Marie St. Lamar on the coast, which is where the festival dedicated to the three Marys and Mary Madeline, Mary Magdalene is, and that was just so amazing to be there with hundreds of people, and basically it follows the procession that you often see in ancient Egypt, where the statue was taken out of the sanctuary and brought out to the masses and often transported to other temples to be blessed and to bless. And so this is a similar process where it's this incredible celebration where the statues are brought out of the church and back into the sea to symbolize that process of Mary and the three Marys, or Sarah, coming over from Egypt to France. And it was just so exciting and so much bliss and so much joy. And, you know, we're following the procession and, you know, and then all of a sudden, like, in the ocean and the water's there and everyone's singing, and it's just so lovely to be a part of something that really is anchored in bliss and joy. And, you know, I remember from my college days, you know, going to marches that were based in, you know, taking back the night or women's rights or some kind of, in some mm-hmm. ways, opposition. And so to be, you know, to be in a march, to be in a procession, a celebration that's honoring the divine feminine, and, you know, that's so magnificent and so wonderful. So that was one of my most favorite places on this trip. And I also just this past weekend returned from St. Maximin Le Balm, which was where Mary Magdalene was thought to live the last 30 years of her life. And I always think that's so interesting because there's many places where she was thought to live her last 30, you know, years of her life. And then how do we look at that and what does that mean? And, you know, and it's such a human interpretation of it as well. But I often think that's probably true, that she had places where she bilocated, you know, her physical body and lived in multiple places for the last 30 years of her life. But this is a beautiful, active Dominican monastery that is on this mountain. And for me, the Temple of Nature in France is really what I vibe with and vibrate too, even though the churches and the chapels and the monasteries are built on the ley lines, like you often see, you know, in Egypt, the temples, the churches, they all kind of know the hot spots and build on those mm-hmm. portals. and just to be in the chapel and look around and see the fiery red hair of Magdalene, and watching women being honored and that divine feminine energy is just so refreshing. So those are a couple of my field trips and favorite places that I return to again and again, and I'm happy to be talking about, because I really understand that we all have access to these places holographically, and by speaking about them, tuning into them, you know, people are able to tap into the vibrations also that I've, you know, physically gone to the places and received an access, but now I'm transmitting on the level of the, you know, the energy planes, the energetic bodies.
It sounds magnificent, and to be present in such a beautiful area, it's, I can only imagine how much it has also added to you personally as well. And it's amazing, because even, I just want to mention a picture that you sent me that we had out in our newsletter. It was just incredible how it just showed your radiance and your illumination of just even this past year. And since I've known you, it's just incredible. And you can really see it coming forth in you, and it's amazing. So once again, we're on the Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic with Danielle Rama Hoffman from DivineTransmissions.com. And we're talking about her incredible experience that she's been living in France, and how she's been going through her own shift and bringing all of her incredible experiences to all of us that we feel so grateful for. It's really incredible. So we would like to, as being such an incredible day of the summer solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere, we would like to do an activation where we're going to activate our cosmic and our earth kundalini energies and bilocate and take everyone to soul travel up to the ascension seats in the solar core, so that you can really download all the frequencies, the key codes, and the sacred geometries that are in accordance and resonance with your vibrational frequency, so that you can really anchor in and allow that divine current to flow through you and really embody the energies of heaven on earth. And we'll turn it over to Danielle to lead us on from there, which would be so incredible. So thank you for... So I guess we should get started. We'll be playing in the background the divine name, allowing to awaken further the geometries and the energies around you to really just allow yourself to relax and to be into a space of receiving. Danielle, thank you so much for joining us and for doing this. This is incredible.
You're welcome, and thank you for this co-creative opportunity and platform. I feel the higher selves of the people that are tuning in as well present in this collaborative experience.
So bringing yourself into a receptive position, allowing yourself to just fully surrender and feel the energy and the ecstasy of the divine flow coming through you. Let us begin. Taking a deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling. Bringing your awareness and your focus for the ladies to the second chakra, and to the gentlemen to their root and base chakra. Visualize a tube of light, any color that you wish, flowing into the center of the earth. connecting you in as we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. Feel yourself aligning in with the energies as we ask for you to soul travel in your spiritual body to the ascension seat of the solar core of Helios and its twin flame, Vesta, our sun here in this solar ring. And as you feel yourself reaching up and traveling towards the solar core, feeling yourself sitting into this ascension seat, which activates and allows the energies to flow, downpouring to you all the core love and light of the Divine Father. Feel the divine current as it begins to flow through you in your physical body, as the sensations are transformed from your solar, from the solar core of your spiritual body down to your physical. Really bringing in and grounding this incredible energy. Allowing your inner sun to awaken and arise. And feel as the cosmic Kundalini energy flows down, flowing through the top of your skull, where you'll feel the tingling sensation on your crown chakra, flowing through, elongating each individual vertebrae as the energy flows downwards, filling all of your organs and tissues, down past the blood and plasma, into your core and subatomic particles, infusing you with the energies of light, the fire letters and the key codes and sacred geometries that are appropriate at this time for your physical structure and your vibrational frequency. And feel as the energy reaches down to your perineum, awakening all of your master cells, illuminating all the dark corners, releasing any shadows, griefs, past contracts that you're ready to release, anything that is associated with the fear matrix. And feel the energy as it flows upwards over your stomach, your heart, and back into your throat center, where it picks up more energy as the cosmic Kundalini flows in. And feel it as it bursts forth, flowing downwards towards your perineum once again, and shooting out through that tube of light that you placed there earlier. Feel it flowing into the earth, activating her, awakening the Divine Mother Goddess, flowing into the core as you feel the earth Kundalini becoming more and more activated. And feel this beautiful, red, luminescent, vibrant energy as it flows upwards, where you'll feel it coming in through the soles of your feet and the base of your spine, with the incredible supportive energy, the nurturing, the vitality, in rebalancing and realigning you, harmonizing you to the highest degree possible at this time. And feel as the energy fills you up, mixed together with the cosmic and earth Kundalini energies the mixture of the divine mother, father, God, the god and the goddess, the alchemical synthesization and blending of your divine masculine and feminine as it flows up, feeling like a geyser within your physical body structure and reaching up towards your throat area. Where you feel the energy splitting into three different directions, flowing over your shoulders, out through your arms, and out each individual fingertip, fully activating, clearing, and cleansing your healing abilities, accentuating. And see as the energy flows out of each individual fingertip, almost like a water fountain. Feeling the clarity, the calmness coming through you. And see as the energy flows out into your aura all around you. As you bring your focus back to your throat area, and now see that energy, the combined energy, flowing upwards like a geyser as it comes out from your crown chakra, flowing in all directions, clearing, aligning, and transmuting any energy that is no longer serving you or in your highest purpose. Feel this clarity as it washes over you. The expansion, the alignment, the beauty and the ecstasy of the divine flow. And as you feel yourself surrendering, allowing yourself to be guided to the next levels of your life, the next doorways and passages, the portals, and the ascension, which is actually descension, where you're bringing spirit into matter, into full physical embodiment, so that you can activate your surroundings, your environment, and awaken all those around you just by your mere presence. And as you feel this incredible energy coursing through your beautiful homoluminescent body, we ask for all the fire letters, key codes, sacred geometries, in accordance with all your energies, your frequencies at this time, to be anchored, imprinted, and blended with your pituitary gland, your heart soul matrix, and your perineum. Awakening all the master cells so that they all shift into this new frequency. See as the flower of life is brought forth and imprinted into your pituitary pineal gland and flowing down into now your perineum. And releasing it into the center of the earth, allowing you to be in that space of oneness. And now bringing your awareness and your focus upwards and into your heart chakra, into the stargate within your heart. Feel the opening and the expansion as we open up further for you to receive your divine transmission with gratitude. We open up to you and allow for Danielle to carry us forth.
And from this exquisite portal of your heart center, connect to the energy of your soul. The energy of your signature energy. The energy of your eternal nature. Of your divine self. And as you are consciously in the portal of your heart, simultaneously feel the connection at your perineum to the master cells, to this area where you first said yes to this incarnation, where one of the anchors of the soul is. And as you're connected at the heart and the perineum, simultaneously return your awareness to the ascension seat. And feel that from the level of the ascension seat, those spiritual truths that you have as beliefs, that you have conceptualized, are now available for you to materialize, are now available for you to realize. And this is Archangel Michael that's moving into the forefront of this divine transmission to create this beautiful field even further of harmonic resonance, of congruence, so that you can realize that which you have known to be true, that which you have believed, that which you have explored as concept, inspiration, being materialized. So as you're simultaneously focused on the perineum and on the heart and in the ascension seat, allow this hookup to occur. Allow this alignment to occur where your multidimensionality is experienced in a harmonic resonant state. And this harmonic resonant state feels as if aspects of yourself that may have been in different orientations or different conversations are now in the whole. It's as if you went from playing individual instruments all at once to now being in this exquisite and realized congruent symphony. It's as if you've taken the individual teeth of a zipper that each tooth represents an aspect of your multidimensionality, and you've zipped the zipper up, bringing it all into oneness, all into alignment. And then feeling spirit as matter and matter as spirit. Feeling the perineum as the crown as the perineum, and the heart as the nexus place of spirit and matter. And now really going within the altar of your heart, as the stage has been set beautifully and exquisitely, and choose one specific belief or truth or spiritual belief that you have that you are ready to physicalize, that you are ready to materialize on the sacred summer solstice. This may be the realization that you are the empowered creator being, that you create your reality. This may be the realization of that which you know to be true, of the unlimited abundance of the universe. This may be the realization of instant manifestation, a radiant health. Just choosing one belief, one concept that is near and dear to you in this moment to bring from inspiration into form. to bring from the perineum, the ascension seat, and the heart into congruency and into alignment. And as you're deciding, as you're choosing, as you're consciously engaging your free will in this aspect, this is Metatron that's moving more into the now moment to support your crystalline structure to awaken. And as you're consciously choosing, feel the crystalline structure within your bones, within your joints, within the blood, begin to awaken the divinity codes of the memory of this spiritual truth as realized. Feel the ascended blueprint, the divine blueprint, being memorized, being remembered, being activated, and the divinity codes, the Akashic records that relate to this, being realized in this now moment. And this is Toth that's moving to the more forefront of this, the more front and the forefront of this divine transmission as the architect, to support you in activating the divine blueprint of the embodiment of your soul and the embodiment of this realized truth. So feel the memory of that which you're choosing to materialize, that which you're choosing to experience in a tangible, practical way that you know in your heart of hearts to be an absolutely divine truth, being remembered. That the blueprint is being remembered, and that the blueprint is the hologram for the physicalization, the materialization, the embodiment of that which you're choosing to put forth on this day. And feeling the harmonic resonance of Archangel Michael, the support of Metatron in this process of bringing something from inspiration into form, and the blueprint now beginning to take shape, to be filled in like a building that's built from the blueprint. Feel this physicalization, this anchoring, this embodiment occurring. It's like the idea is now becoming realized. The walls of the building that you're building are becoming built. That the harmonic resonance is the alchemy for the materialization of this belief that you've known to be true for so long. And just taking a few moments in the silence here to allow this materialization of that which you've only conceived previously to occur, to allow the energies to unite and to become one. Beautiful. And feeling the alignment, the congruency, and this experience being realized, taking shape, having become physicalized, that the ancient memory of the divine blueprint, the harmonic resonance, and that which you have chosen to materialize has materialized. For the energetics of this transmission is the recognition that all is one, that in your idea of that which you would choose is the fully realized experience of that which you have chosen, that spirit is matter and matter is spirit, that all there is one. And to integrate and anchor this even further, just breathe from the ascension seat, from the heart, and from the perineum all at once, that you have equal attention in these three places. And with your head in the stars, your feet on the ground, and your heart in the magic of the moment. Allow yourself to anchor, integrate, align, and be in a state of congruency for ease and grace on all levels of your systems throughout time and space. Much has transpired as a part of this divine transmission, that which has been spoken and that which has been felt. Just allowing the time that you would like to integrate this process.
And taking one more deep clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling. We call on our mighty I Am presence, inviting our monad to spin our Merkabas, spinning the inner Merkabas to the right and the outer Merkabas to the left. Allowing to stabilize, solidify all the energies that we have called forth and anchored on this divine summer solstice. We also request to transfer these heavenly energies to the Earth Mother, as well as all light workers consciously seeking ascension at this time. And we ask for the help and the reinforcement for the cosmic grounding from Archangel Sandalphon. And feeling as a violet flame flows and transmutes around you, releasing any unnecessary substance and misqualified energy. We request that we all be charged with ascended master consciousness, perception, and comprehension. And bringing your awareness and focus back for the ladies to your second chakra at your navel and the gentlemen, the root chakra, base of your spine. Release the cord that was there from before. And send a new tube of light down into the center of the earth. Connecting you back in with the crystalline core heart center. And the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. And bringing yourself back into the ever-present infinite now. Slowly waking up your beautiful homoluminescent body. Wiggle your fingers, your toes. And when you feel it is that right time, open your eyes. We hope that everybody has made it back. And thank you. Once again, we are joined by Daniela Rama Hoffman from DivineTransmissions.com, who just co-created this beautiful solstice encodements, initiation, activation, meditation journey. We thank you so much for joining us from beautiful France.
It is truly a pleasure, and it feels as if this conversation of where you ended this exquisite activation about being the ascended masters is a wonderful place to continue to discuss if you are open to that. For this is Toth still kind of queued up for that exploration.
It's a pleasure to be.
Yeah, so is there a question that you would have or feel that the listeners would have about how to be the embodied ascended masters or something like this?
The first is, I'm sure with many of our listeners, is that sometimes we get a bit overwhelmed or not fearful, but in a space of how do we connect with an ascended master and with someone like Toth. And really, truly, that first at how easy it can be and how, what would his suggestions be for everyone listening that would love to connect with him?
This is a beautiful place to start because it demystifies a lot of the misqualified energies, as you so eloquently stated it, around this process. And really what this process is, as we're having a conversation with me, Toth, and it's an interaction, is that as an ascended master coming through in this way, I am coming forward from a place of eye-to-eye, peer-to-peer, divine-to-divine, and as a facet of the divine. As some may know me and some may not, I am often associated with infinite knowledge and with the Akashic Records and communication and the tarot and serving the goddess and the lunar aspect. And just as you take the infinite wisdom or the infinite knowledge as an archetype, as a divine aspect, the infinite knowledge exists within. And so that is a framework that may be amenable for some people who find the idea of speaking with an ascended master as a bit strange, that it is really connecting to a band of consciousness that already resides within you, which in this case is that infinite knowledge. That infinite knowledge already resides within you. And yet the way, the step that is very important is to really come from that place of equality. And this is dismantling the illusion of the previous paradigm where it was thought that the divine was in some way above the human, and that an intercessor was necessary, such as a priest or even a divine transmitter, as is being utilized in this moment. It is not necessary. The divine exists within you. So the way to receive this consciousness best is to A, recognize that there is an inner Toth within you, that you have access to that infinite knowledge within you, and B, to, from your conscious choice, choose to be in alignment with your vastness, with your inner divinity, to come from an equal playing ground as the ascended master that you are, because a human being is a divine being. You are divinely incarnate. There is no difference between us. And so that is the first round of response in words and also in energy, but a beautiful place to start so that people are opening up to that which they already know.
That is so beautiful. And to know that for everyone listening too, that you can just travel within your heart. You don't need to travel to a sacred space or a different country just so that you can connect. You can do it anywhere. And that is so beautiful. And we're so grateful for the message of also having an inner Toth. That's incredible. I'd like to ask if, with all these coming changes and with the whole 2012 and all the planetary alignments that are happening right now, if there is something in this aspect that Toth would really like to share with us and to everybody listening about how to embrace these changes that are happening all around us.
So just taking a pause to really survey the higher selves of those that are listening to get to the heart of that, because so much is embedded in that exploration and in that question. And the first wave that comes through is the energy of love. Is that energy of love, whether you're loving the salad that you're eating, or you're loving yourself, or your beloved friend, or nature, all ranges of love, the emotion of love and the vibration of love, which is streaming through right now as well, will be a beautiful touchstone to continue to focus on moment to moment to moment to moment to moment to moment, because love is one of the highest vibrations that's accessible on the planet already. You have this ancient memory of love, and love is inclusive. And that's really all this 2012 is about. The shift has already happened, and it is simply the realization of who it is that you have become in that next evolution of consciousness, which is love, which is that oneness. And the second tool that is very beneficial and yet an interesting one to apply is that you mentioned that there is an alignment occurring that hasn't happened since 1933. And this is a wonderful storyline to follow, because you can imagine in some ways that as beings on the earth plane at this time, having been born during the, let's just call it, time of duality, that now to be aligning with the unity consciousness is like somebody from 1933 or the 1900s who hadn't experienced the telephone, and you tell them about the telephone and it's hard to understand, or you tell them about flying an airplane and that just seems so wild, and yet once they live through it, they can use the telephone easily, they can get in the plane and fly. And so in some ways, the second tip or tool is to forget that which you knew, which in this example would be sending mail through a telegram, and allow yourself to realize that which you really know as the current state that you are. So it is a bit of forgetting that which you've been invested in or dismantling, which experiences like this support and nurture, and allowing yourself to be surprised at who it is that you are. And a simple exercise that you can do is even with your likes and dislikes. So let's say you have food that you think that you don't like. You had tuna fish when you were 7 and you don't like it. You never want to eat it again. Eat tuna fish, because who you are now may actually like tuna fish. And that's an example or an exercise that really is just a fun one to play with, to get you to open up, to be surprised by who you are, to be surprised by that which you remember. And the third thing, so it's love, forget everything that you know and allow yourself to be current with who you are. And the third thing really is to be you, to be navigating this time from the inner planes, from your inner cues, And as much as possible, just allow yourself to shine your signature energy, to really create your life from the inside out, because that is what will create the smoothest ride through this transition, is when you're in resonance with who it is that you are and where it is that you're coming from and what it is that is important and significant to you. It won't be as smooth. You can choose it, but it won't be as smooth if you try to live your life based on an idea of what you think someone else has about you that you should be, or trying to make somebody else happy over what makes you happy. These kind of tribal consciousness, approval patterns, caring what other people think more than what you think of yourself are ways that will create a bit of static in your transition. So it is known that that is a bit easier said than done, and yet to enhance the why, your commitment to giving yourself permission to that which you already want to do is really the reason for sharing that. So love, forget that you don't know what a telephone is, and then just pick it up and know that you do, and be you and live you full out would be the three steps that this particular audience that's listening would benefit from.
That is so beautiful, taking the extraordinary out of simplicity. It's beautiful. This is when we wish we had a two-hour show. We would love to continue on, but we would like to ask, we are in such tremendous gratitude and honor for your presence and for taking part in this incredible conversation. Is there any final parting words that you would love to share with us?
Well, to succinctly state this would be best to first transmit it energetically. And so just taking a moment to do that and inviting each person to receive what's theirs to receive from this, and only that, only what's uniquely yours that you're receiving, because it is like sending 50 individual broadcasts to different people. And so just transferring that energetically first. Good. And then to simply encourage, and it is important to state that it's not often that we, the divine, in various aspects encourage, because it is always a free will universe, and really you are creating your lives beautifully regardless of how that may feel to you in the moment. So it is rare that we encourage. So with that framework, it is being encouraged to really give yourself permission to be in a state of thriving, to be in a state of overflowing, to be in a state of being resourced. That if you've been withholding joy or love or energy or time or money or your connection to the divine as separate from yourself, to really encourage you to move into the same location with being fully resourced. And this may mean dismantling some old beliefs, especially like spirituality and money don't go together, or it's more beneficial to give than receive. Yet, as you are in a state of thriving, as you're in a state of being resourced, then you're able to, from the unity consciousness, share what it is that you're here to share. And those that are listening would be called soul scribes, or having a particular blend of consciousness that you're here to show and to shine, whether that's through being a mother or writing a book or having a business or whatever it is. And so the state of thriving is connected to the capacity to to really share your next level of developmental soul. So that was as succinct as possible, even though it was a lengthy response.
That was beautifully received, and with great gratitude. We wish to thank you so much, Danielle, for joining us, for Toth, for being present with us, and for joining us on such an incredibly divine dispensation day, just to really enjoy and luxuriate in these incredible energies, and to just really, just to be present with us in this beautiful space, in this moment-to-moment of eternal now, this time. We thank you so much for coming back and for joining us and for catching us up on all the wonderful things that you've been doing. Once again, we've been talking with Daniela Rama Hoffman from DivineTransmissions.com and the celebrated author of the beloved book, The Temples of Light. We have had such an extraordinary show today, and we are in such gratitude. We thank you so much. And for everyone who's been listening, please check out her new program, The Joy Camp. And once again, you can find out more about it at www.divinetransmissions.com. We thank you so much, Danielle.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. And we thank all of you for joining us today. It's always hard when we've had such an incredible hour and we're like, we wish we could go on. But we'll definitely have to invite you back, if you will accept again. And we want to wish all of you magical days and nights and wonder and these midsummer night dreams with all the fireflies everywhere, you know, all the beauty that you can respond to and be in with nature and just simply being. We give you many aloha blessings.